I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. Welcome to this week's Ransomware Minute, a rundown of the latest ransomware attacks and news, brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security and access solutions. Visit CyberArk.com to learn more. The New York Racing Association said a cyber attack led to the leak of sensitive information from employees and their beneficiaries. The damage done to the network was not connected to day-to-day racing operations, and there is no evidence to suggest that any customer data was compromised. Following the attack, the organization was added to the Hive Ransomware Group's list of victims. Prosecutors in Bosnia and Herzegovina are investigating a ransomware attack that crippled the operations of the country's parliament, leaving employees without access to their email accounts and official documents. Officials are working to remediate the situation, but in the meantime, the main server of parliament has been shut off. Shares of Canfin Homes Limited declined after a ransomware attack took down the company's website. The lender's CEO resigned in quick succession. However, the company claims operations and performance were not impacted by the incident, which has since been reported to the Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, the Reserve Bank of India, and the National Housing Bank. The Columbia County chapter of the ARC New York, the largest family-based provider of services to individuals experiencing disabilities in the U.S., detected ransomware on their systems. Out of abundance of caution, officials began to remediate the situation by disconnecting systems, engaging data security and privacy experts, contacting law enforcement, and simultaneously beginning an investigation. For more details on these ransomware attacks and others, go to ransomwareminute.com. A new Ransomware Minute airs weekly, brought to you by CyberArk, the global leader in identity security and access solutions. Visit CyberArk.com to learn more.